She's so silly. She cracked a little, was it? Is it a joke or a faux pas? Before we started, and it's still on her mind.
I want to say hello and welcome back. I can't do a musical, sorry guys. But welcome. So thanks for putting up with us. Do you know what? The pudding aspect in our name is twofold.
Of course.
One.
Yeah.
Is my puddings that I eat. And two is for you guys having the patience to actually put up with some of the crap that happens. Thanks, you know. But on the topic of puddings.
Yes.
If you guys have some suggestions of things for me to try.
Not for me. I prefer different gins.
So yeah, she does.
If you inbox me.
DM us at T4PUW.
Yo.
Yo. We would love to hear from yo. And I don't like coconuts, but anything else. And don't cuss
me. I like coconut.
Oh, I get so cussed out all the time. Oh, how are you African and you don't like coconuts? I'm like, but let me tell you something that I learnt, huh? I can't remember which country. Is it the Zimbabweans or Zambia? They don't have coconuts.
So go there.
Exactly. So what? No, I'm not going there. I mean, like, as in now I can say.
So what's the whole purpose of saying
that? The purpose
that?
Is they keep going, how are you African and don't like coconuts?
So one country out of the whole of Africa doesn't have coconuts. So because there of might that, be it negates
no,
that
it's,
statement.
It's an example.
Wow. Anyway, she has to go, like go and come back.
My comebacks.
I know. She can't think on her feet.
At all. And that's one thing that I wish someone had told me 10 years ago.
Ooh, I love the way you slip that in.
Yes. Because that is our topic for today.
Yeah.
Is things I wish I'd known 10 years ago. And Steph and I are talking about this as people who are in their 30s. So
I love
20s.
How she's reminding everyone.
Yeah,
I prefer to for my age to be ambiguous.
Oh please, no one knows the number.
But now they know there's 30 in front of it.
Exactly. Wouldn't you have that you're 50?
Wait, would you be 50? Hold up.
Your real age is by your passport age. No, but it's just life things that we're thinking about that it was like, wait, if I'd known this back then, do you know one big thing, that I didn't listen to my parents about?
What?
Saving. That's my biggest thing.
I never got that chat with anyone.
Oh, my mum used to tell me all the time, back in the day when I used to work in Pizza Hut, but I felt like my money wasn't enough. If I could go back, that's the one thing I'll do. I'll save like a pound or two. In a separate account every time, just every week when I got paid and just put that down and then it would have been something.
Yeah.
To be honest. That's one thing I wish I had.
I think along those lines, I wish I had known that I could put money aside to get a house.
Oh, yeah.
To get a mortgage. Like, I wish I'd really thought properly about it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was much easier in our 20s to probably get mortgages, even 95% mortgages. Now things are tighter than
I wish rabbit's back ass. Then. Have you seen rabbit's ass?
I wish I'd known that it was going to get this hard to save up and even try and get on the property ladder when you think about the prices, that I wish I'd done something sooner about it.
I really didn't hold the same value as my mom. Like, when she was telling, I'm like, you two, like, in my head, I'm thinking, relax.
Yeah, there's time. You always say, there's time, but 10 years gone by. I think another thing for me as well is, I wish I hadn't embarked on this crazy adventure to try and put on weight. Because it bit me.
It came naturally.
Because, like, I've always looked younger than my age. And I didn't have a boyish figure. But I feel like it was still a girl, not a woman. Because I'm not tall as well. So I felt like I needed to put on a bit of weight just to feel more womanly and stuff. And I just kept eating.
God
yeah,
damn.
So I really wish I had known when to stop. Because now I'm I know people don't like even when people say foodie, but I love food like a lot more than before. And I like the little different spices and the different restaurants and the different, different foods from different.
But I feel like we like food in different ways.
No, I love sense. Food. You, I don't even know.
What are you on about? Like, you know, I love food. I just can't eat as much. Okay, it's the bane.
Wastage. That's what it is. So basically, yeah, I wish I had sort of nipped it in the bud, but now the taste is on my tongue. So. It is what it is.
It is. I was just about to say that by singing in my head like I do Kule Goat's one. I was just, I read someone's, a couple of people's stories about what they wish they'd known. And I feel like it's kind of relatable.
Yeah.
Some of them. Some of them I don't get. Because, I'm not there. But this one is very important. But this more for me in terms of death. I don't know if any of you people have experienced loss, especially someone close to you.
Mm.
So when I read this, I thought, yeah, definitely. It says, spend time with people you love.
Mm.
That's your family, your best friends, people around you that you think have made an impact on your life. Like, spend, it's quality time.
Mm.
Mine comes in the form of pictures and videos. Because my dad used to do that a lot, and I've realized that it annoys everybody.
Oh my god,
it annoys everyone around me. But the wonderful thing that I do love about it, regardless of whether it annoys them, is that I have a piece of memory of something that we were doing at the time. That most times, even when I feel like I haven't seen my family for a long time, or I haven't hung out with them for a long time, or I've lost some of them, when I'm able to watch some videos and see some pictures, it brings back something to my head and I start laughing. It cheers me up. Sometimes, it bums you out.
And then sometimes she sends you the video saying,
I do.
Do you remember that time? My girl, I was trying to forget that time. Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember?
That's what everyone gets from me. It's like, do you remember? I was about to send one to my friend.
Or she just randomly says, oh, that guy was so funny. I'm like, when was this? And then she sent you the video with the caption, that guy was so hilarious. Like, she wants to invoke something. But I'm like, girl, I can't even remember. When did you even take that video? At what point?
It's like, how do you have this picture? How do you have that video? But it's important. Like, I don't know how you would do it, but that's how I do it for me. Spending quality time with them. It just,
memories. I think most people will go for that. But for me, it's not even I'm not as attached to the pictures or the videos. Though, obviously, it makes an amazing thing when you're sitting back. Like how I watch my niece's videos. Like, just watching and everything. But to me, it's more about the time that I'm actually spending with them, because I can sit back. I'm very good at, what's it called? Sitting back and daydreaming and something. So I prefer, like, at that moment when we're together, enjoying that
environment. In that moment.
So I can sit down. I will sit down like a year later and remember that, rather than it just be the picture or a picture. Because I take pictures as well, but I put them on my hard drive and I don't even look at them again.
Yeah, you don't.
But because I remember the moment, and it would make me have a little smile while sitting on the bus or something. I don't even need to message anyone to say, that's how I work. It's more about, I enjoy that. So I'd like to be fully involved in the moment so I can have that memory. So, yeah.
Different you, different me. Elephant you, elephant me.
So, one that I've seen here as well is, which is really good. It's a reminder to all of us. This is something that this person wished they had known 10 years ago. And I'm now wishing that I'd known that 10 years ago. Is that not everybody needs to like you. It's just okay. It's okay.
Oh, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Because if you, and this is, I think, a bigger thing now than it used to be, or it's more visible in terms of, I don't know if you guys watch Love is Blind. There was this girl who would not shut up about, and I've got so many followers on Instagram. She's just saying, I've got so many people on Instagram. I've got this. So there's so much emphasis on social media.
And I'm liked.
And I'm liked. And I'm liked. And it's like, Charlie, like, she's like, I've got so many friends. In my head, I was thinking, are you sure those are your
friends?
And
there's a way she says it as well, which so many friends would laugh. And you could, I could just smell the insecurity coming from her.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is a difficult fact to accept that
not everyone's gonna like you.
Yeah.
And it's really okay. And sometimes you don't even want them to like you because you don't like them.
Yeah, but in your head, you're very likable, you know?
Yeah, but you're likable to the people that you want to be likable. That is, it matters to be likable too.
Yeah, it matters to everybody.
No. So please remember this. So you're not having to have this realization another 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody needs to like you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't be a people pleaser trying to get people to like you. No, it's okay.
Like, that's one thing that, yeah, you have to swallow. Another thing, I used to do this years ago as a child. My grandma actually started us on it, which is journaling, keeping a journal.
Mm.
And when we were in Ghana, so I must have been probably like 7 or so. And she used to get us like those little exercise books. Mm. And you put the date and you put morning, then afternoon and evening. And there was a time when we found the books later on and we you go back and you're like, what the heck were you guys talking about?
Children.
We were such children. It was so amazing. But it helps you, especially if you're going through insecurities. Let me tell you that there's certain things that it will help you. Journaling especially helps you pinpoint. Like, you can go back and you look and you feel this same feeling, and then you read it and you're like, wait, hold up a second. I felt this way on this date because of what, why I did. It really, like, it's like a point of reference for so many different things in your life.
So is it basically you're saying you wish you had known?
I wish I'd known to keep it up.
Mm.
I wish I hadn't let it go just because. I wish I'd kept it up because it was, especially during the times that I was struggling with my mental health and my self-worth.
Mm.
And I love, because we spoke on the live about sexual assault and rape and stuff. And it, once your body goes through trauma, I wish I'd kept it up, especially for those times. So that in the times when I was really struggling with a lot,
you could read it.
Yeah.
Maybe go back to it and see. Because usually you would have written during the times that you were struggling and then after that time. So maybe it could help you another time that you're struggling to read.
We talk about coping strategies and coping.
I have loads of books. I kept it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not consistent like I used to be.
Mm.
And sometimes I just chuckle at, especially when I thought a particular guy was the one. I'll try to do like a gratitude thing. I'll try to do a gratitude thing in regards to the guy, and then later I'll be like, what was I thinking? But it was good to sort of read it, and then sometimes just be like, maybe I was even being shallow in thinking that person was mine and not looking deeper into them or deeper into myself to see whether we could last. And it I actually think is journaling is amazing. So I think you should take it up again.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
No.
You don't want another 10 years from now saying, I wish I'd listened to Steffi when she said journaling is, need to go back to doing it actively. Because it helps to put pen to paper. It really does. Because our thoughts are just crazy. And it's good to sometimes write out the crazy so you can look at it and say, yeah, that's crazy. So I would say, one thing, because I felt the time was right actually when I did it. So no, I don't wish I knew this 10 years ago. Mm. Let me see if I could find what someone said that resonates with me.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is good. This I definitely wish I'd known that 10 years ago, because I think I became more accepting of myself in my 30s.
Okay.
When I hit 30. I don't know. I felt like it was a liberation when my 30th. I was not having that usual angst that most women, I would say, have, where it's like, oh, where's my life? I woke up 30 and I'm like, forget this, forget that, forget this.
You were able to literally have this I don't care attitude. I just shed
something. I was just like, now I'm my own woman. I don't care what you think. So I wish I'd known that. So what I'd wish I'd known 10 years ago was that life is weird, but you're gonna love it. That it didn't have to be a particular way, that I didn't have to wait till I hit 30 to actually be like, I'm gonna do me. Even if some people think it's weird and people will still call me weird, or I don't care, that I'm gonna do me. I wish I'd known that 10 years ago, because then I would have been weirder and fabulous with
weirder
it.
And fabulous with it. Because you're you and yeah. you accepted you for you.
Yeah. And I still have a long way to go.
Mm.
But I'm on the right track and it feels great. So I wish I'd known this 10 years ago so I could have even started earlier. But then sometimes you think in your head that things happen at the right time. Maybe I wouldn't have been ready 10 years ago for this particular...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I feel like one thing that we learn as we grow is that things constantly change.
Mm.
And we're constantly learning
yeah.
new things. So there are certain aspects that emotionally and for maturity reasons for you to
it might not hit. Yeah.
It might not hit.
Yeah. It might not hit.
Mm.
But it will still be nice.
It'll still be nice
for 10-year less Steph to have known this. So do you have any more that you...
I do. I really wish I had invested in myself.
That leads on for my one, yeah.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Basically, just accepting you so you get, yeah.
Invest in myself, in my skills back in the day.
Mm.
Because, you know, Nana Works always used to say, if you're meant for the stage.
Mm.
But I didn't take that as a good thing.
Yeah.
I took that as...
Because it's anti-African upbringing. Even though now, I think maybe African parents are a bit more accepting. But in our time, it would have been like, no, still go to school, finish all of that, and then maybe we will contemplate.
On that note, though, do you know, and it must be selective hearing.
Mm.
And it must be because of how much emphasis is put on education.
Yeah.
And having that right job in terms of, like, it was supposed to be, like, doctors, nurses, that kind of field and stuff. That it wasn't until I finished uni and I was having a conversation with mum and she was like, but I told you to go and do drama. And I was like, you did? And she's like, yeah, because that's for you.
Mm.
Media, drama, something like that's where she was like, that's where you're supposed to go. And then you're like, no, you have to go do social work. You have to, you know, in my head, I was like, no, I have to go and like open the field of childcare and education that I've been in, you know. Because I've been caring for so many kids, even when I was a kid myself, and teaching them, I thought, oh no, I have to go and do this because that's the proper way to go.
Yeah.
So much so that I even missed out on what my own mum is telling me to do, which is go do drama at uni. Really and truly, if I'd gone and done that, to be honest.
You could have still helped the kids and stuff, but in a different way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I did, like I really wish I had invested in myself. I wish I hadn't.
Listen to yourself.
Yeah, I was so narrow-minded.
In this case, you wish you hadn't listened to yourself.
Yeah, I really wish I hadn't listened to
other people.
Because I think that's one of the things growing up that was my problem. I was too narrow-minded and too insecure in myself.
To hear what really would work for you.
Yeah, from other people.
Your negative voice was too strong.
Yes. So I wish if I could change things, that's the only thing.
I know. Actually, that even brings me to leading on from that was the fear.
Mm.
I wish 10 years ago I didn't have the fear to take the leap on things that really mattered. Because that voice, my voice as well, was more like, you really think you can do that?
It's like, yeah, no, you can't.
You think you can do that?
Who are you? What are you?
So it was like, it almost like, I want to take the leap, but that feel like, and then I would use the excuses of, oh, maybe my family would feel this, but I've always been not been told the line with my family. So even if they were shocked, it would not have shocked them that much if I wanted to do something. So I wish I hadn't let fear, and it still rules me a little bit to this day.
Because it's been there for a while.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard
it takes a while to kind of reprogram that mind.
Mm.
So, it's a lot. That is a lot.
I feel like this was like a good therapy session. What we wish we had known 10 years ago.
What do you guys wish you'd known 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Because it would be great to hear from you, as always, on...
look at her. She's got confused.
Instagram, that's it.
At
T4PUWU. Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
Steph got it wrong.
I know.
But yeah, it'll be really great to hear from you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for putting up with us.
Exactly.
Send us the pudding links.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the gin lin links. Sorry, look at Lin. Gin ling.
She should not be drinking. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.